Right. I've been getting a lot of emails and phone calls from people who are giving me advice about the Spellberg vote and have for many months, I suppose. The thoughts that I'm having are, well, what if we did move the competitive swim lanes out to Sanford, and they were willing to accept that part of the indoor pool? But we still build a smaller version of an indoor pool at Spellberg. So if you took Drake Springs, for instance, and essentially put a roof over it and have a pool like that at Spellberg, and then but move the competitive swimming out to Sanford, maybe that's our solution.
Maybe two indoor pools for the price of one, if you will.
Perhaps. And, you know, the model that was followed out at the Sanford Sports Complex with the indoor ice and the indoor tennis worked pretty well in the past. I don't know that the swim teams are willing to participate at a level like that, but still the city could share in the cost of building the new pool out there, and perhaps Sanford would as well. You know, but any chance we have at building those partnerships and covering the cost of that pool, we should consider.
So the bottom line is that in this kind of scenario that you might see develop, you would have a smaller version of an indoor pool at Spellberg and a larger, I guess, more competitive type facility, perhaps, out at the sports complex.
Right. Just take off the competitive swim lane part of the indoor pool that's been proposed at Spellberg, move that out to Sanford and their complex, perhaps, with all the other sporting venues. And I think that's an opportunity for all of us to, you know, for the people in the Spellberg area who've been opposed to a large indoor pool, to have something like that happen in a smaller scale in the Spellberg area, but as well for the competitive swim teams who want to have those swim meets and things. Maybe we can still get that done, too, out at Sanford.
Right, I see what you mean. And you don't have any crystal ball, but how do you think tomorrow evening's going to go?
If I were to guess and look in the crystal ball, I would bet for the council to move ahead as planned, and they're generally probably not going to be interested in any new ideas or thoughts at this time. It's kind of move ahead as planned, and that would probably be the path. Who knows, maybe when Sanford completes their feasibility study, they may come out with something that's wonderful and have a plan for us, and then we could modify ours if it was deemed necessary. But I would sure like us to consider all of our options before we start down a path, but I don't see that happening.
Right. You think it's full speed ahead indoor Spellberg tomorrow night?
I do, yes.
You know, I talked to Nate White at Sanford Health late Friday, and he says, as I put it, but he agreed with me, they're not going to stroke any checks for a feasibility study until you guys decide what you want to do. In other words, you see what I mean? So it's kind of like a catch-22 maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
Well, I didn't know that. I guess I didn't realize that. But I can tell you that I know there's a timeline that the city would like to have things completed so that we could start construction of the indoor pool in the spring of 15. But, you know, if we delay it 90 days, well, that falls and interrupts our construction schedule. So I think if we agreed to build a smaller version of our indoor pool without the competitive swim lanes at Spellberg, I think we could move ahead with that with a community that supports that approach, a council that supports that approach, and we could really stay on time and on schedule. But let's talk about competitive swimming in a different location with different funding and different options.
Well, we'll certainly see what happens. You no doubt then will bring up the idea tomorrow. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you seem to say, even though you may bring up the idea, you expect them to move full speed ahead on the major facility at Spellberg.